Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Talk Yo-ish. I'm Tatiana, and I'm not only the hostess with the mostest, but I get people to spill all their tea while learning about their erotic, exotic jobs and professions. Ever wonder what a porn star does on her free time? Well, here it is. So enjoy the show. Hey everybody, this is Tatiana Tokyo-ish, and I'm here with, let me just say, the most beautiful, most talented woman I've met so far in my 40 years on earth.
Oh, thank you.
Your name is?
Kay Alvarez.
Alvarez. I really love your last name. It's Kay, K-A-Y, right?
K-A-Y. Yes.
That's your name?
No.
Does it stand for like a Catherine? You don't have to necessarily, but it stands for something else, right?
It does stand for something else.
Do you want to tell us?
It stands for Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin. Caitlin or Caitlin? Caitlin.
Caitlin.
I really like Caitlin. I really like that name.
But no one ever calls me that.
Really?
Not even my mom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever like, why did you name me something you're never going to call me?
Yeah. I'm like, Mom, why?
What'd she say?
She just calls me Kay.
Just so Kay.
It's stuck.
Kay. Was it a name, maybe a name that like, she was like forced to give to you? And
no, she said she liked it.
She said
it was either that or Megan.
Oh god, yeah, no, glad. Well, my name was gonna be Cretia, so I'm glad it's Tatiana,
right?
Yeah, people call me the creature.
Oh my god, Cretia.
So I'm glad that she named me what she did. Now you have a beautiful eye, beautiful talent, fresh here from New York, because you guys were in New York, right?
Yes.
And you and your talented husband, he's a photographer, can we say, slash videographer?
Yeah, we can say that.
Okay, and then creator. What did it start, when did you guys meet?
He was my brother's best friend.
Oh my god, yes. You're going to start the show like that?
He was my brother's best friend.
Does your brother like not like you anymore? Did
no,
it take a long
actually
time?
Actually, it was fine. We lost contact for a while, me and Ray, but... let's say
like wait was, like when you guys were like 15 type deal.
Yeah.
I just
really
knew
early
it
on.
I knew
really
it I could
on.
Tell in the face.
But he was like a geeky kid. I never was into geeky kids. I like the more bad boy.
What? He was a nerd,
you know,
he wasn't a bad boy.
Braids and all. He wasn't a bad boy. He was actually a good boy. Yeah,
but so he then, came over to like play video games with your brother and like,
yeah, well, my brother used to always come and try to, like, hook him up. And he's like, yeah, my friend really likes you. And I'm like,
Oh, he was telling you.
Yeah, like, my friend really likes you. And I'm like, no, I think I'm a pass. but look at where we are years later.
Let me tell you, again, me and my husband have been married 16 years. Like, he never dated black girls. I didn't date black guys. And how we ended up together, both of our families were like, do you guys know each other as black, like what's going on? And it was, I used to be like, oh, he's so ugly and this and that, like just like a big brother type. And now I look at the same pictures, I'm like, oh my god, love is so blind because he's so fine. Girl, and I'm like, where's the big potato nose I hated? Like,
yeah, well, people blossom,
they do
as they get older.
So wait, what was your first date? You guys were like 15?
No, actually I was about what, 20?
Oh, so from 15, you were like, no, and that was a solid no.
Yeah, it was a solid no.
Ray, were you hurt? Were you hurt? Did you obsess about it for that 5 years? No, it sounded like you were like, Mako Shark, I'm coming back to get that. You were like, I'm going to impregnate that girl. That's what guys say in the mirror when they're like, oh, that bitch said no? Got you. Semen for you. So he's practicing shooting them off that whole time waiting to hit you. Yeah. So then he approaches you at 20.
He approached me. Well, actually, BlackBerry Messenger. I used to go out a lot, and I was at a party. And
this whole time, he was stalking. Were you stalking her this whole time?
I think he was.
He's probably in all your pictures. You can see him in the back.
In the back.
Yeah.
Just stalking behind a tree or something. Yeah, no. And then they were passing around my BlackBerry Messenger number, and he got a hold of it. And he,
you knew it was
me.
Her, Ray?
Yeah,
you knew it was her?
He knew it was me.
Okay, so now he's like, okay.
She didn't know it was me, though.
No, I didn't.
So he secretly catfish stalked you.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Until I finally seen him and I was like, ooh.
Did you remember who he was?
No, I didn't.
See, I knew he.
I didn't. Wow. No,
this man is slick.
Yes, he is. God, it wasn't until, you know, about a couple months later, he was like, well, remember this kid? And he showed me a picture and I was like, oh.
Oh, well, after. Wait, well, was this after you gave him some?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have a real story, ladies and gentlemen. A real duper in the house. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Go ahead, you can grab it. She dropped her phone because he duped her. Look, I'm ruining lives over here.
It's okay.
Because now you get to think about it. Now you're like, that son of a bitch. Yeah. He got me.
Yeah, he sure did.
He sure did. God dang it. Look, he's looking at his phone like he really has somebody to talk to. You know what you did, sir. I'm going to find it out. I'm like 2020 over here.
Oh, man.
So then you see the pictures. Now it's too late. You've already given some. So now it's too late. Now you're like, fuck it.
Well, I really liked him after.
Of course. He.
Had a whole conversation. He was acting right. I was like, oh, okay.
How soon after that did you guys get married? Were you guys dating for a long time?
He didn't. It's crazy. He didn't propose until like 10 years after.
Oh my God. That's perfect.
Yeah. Listen. But I wanted to make sure that I really.
I bet you did. 10 years.
I wanted to make sure I really liked him.
Did you have kids in between this or no? You waited.
Yeah, we did everything backwards.
I was going to say. Yeah. So you sat here and said, I wanted to make sure. But the kids weren't enough.
It wasn't enough.
You were like,
I had to make sure I can stand him in the house.
You can stand him in your vagina.
I can stand him as a father. Yeah, I mean.
You can stand him creating life and it comes out, but you're not sure if you want to share that bathroom.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Positive, but.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, you made a conscious decision. So then finally, after he begs you for 20 years, secretly. Did you already have the ring, Ray, from like your grandma from like 1970? Because you. No, okay. But you bought the ring back when you were like 18 and you already knew. He already engraved it. He knew. It was coming.
Very specific.
It's one of those guys. Yeah, you think they're harmless.
Yeah.
Look what he did. He didn't took it off the market.
Yeah, he did. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, so that story.
He'll be famous.
See?
Really soon. So he knew.
So
he was like, let me get this one before.
When he was 14, he was like, oh yeah, I just told my best friend to tell you and you said no. Got you. You know, guys don't like to be told no. That was a real strong, like hard no.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, oh, no.
So then you guys get married after you had all the kids first?
Yep, all the kids first.
Oh my, you had all the kids first all before you first. Decide, okay.
And so. Then we bought a house.
Well, of course, I hope.
And then, then we got married.
And then we got married. Was your family and his family like, do it already?
Oh yeah, everyone was like, what are you waiting for? Like, you've were people been waiting like, to get with her forever. And
for life.
And now you want to wait.
What the funny part is, I would have been like, I'm not coming to your damn wedding because it's been weddings for like 15 years. Every time I give you a baby gift, it's a wedding.
No, we didn't do a big wedding. We went on the beach in Dominican Republic and we got married. It was a small 50-person wedding, but it was intimate. And
so, Ray, you've reached your goal. This is it. This is what he wanted to do in life.
Yeah.
That is the most beautiful story, and I love it because you guys look amazing together. Like, you guys are a really nice looking couple, and your kids are beautiful, and your house is beautiful. I just want to say, and you guys are talented. That's very hard. So the story you told me about him coming over for Thanksgiving, you thought it was your food. He's just secretly been coming home. He's been secretly probably eating plates that your brother brought to him forever. Like, that was way back when. Like, when you first made a cup of noodles, he was caught.
Y'all, I have to ask my brother.
Yeah. We're going to have to call you. Next time, I'm definitely getting your brother on three-way with Ray. I want to hear this. There's going to be more of this Tokyo-ish right here. Because this is a story that I feel like there's something else in there. Ray looks nervous. He's bouncing the foot like there's something. Was there a bit of there's, were you like putting like secret notes in her ear at night? Like, were you reading, like, you know, when you play like music at night, it was like, Dr. Ray, Dr. Ray, be famous and talented. He willed it.
Yeah.
What are the things that you do? Because you went to, did you go to school? to do makeup? Because you're talented, actually.
I'm a self-taught makeup artist. I did go and take courses and classes, and obviously I had to go for my license and stuff, but most of it is self-taught.
Yeah.
Because I learned a lot from being in the field.
You're creative, though. Like, are you artistic, like, as far as...
I'm very artistic.
Like, painting?
I've always learned how... I knew how to draw since I was little.
Yeah.
So I used to do portraits and everything, so I know the structure of the face very well.
Because, you have this one, and I'm so obsessed with it. I want to take a picture in front of it with you. Awesome. You have this beautiful picture that your husband took.
Yes.
That is, was that recent?
No, that was last year sometime.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. it's amazing, guys. Can you explain it, the picture?
So I wanted to do...
And you could talk closer.
Something like... Yeah. Wanted to do something like avant-garde and Frida.
Yeah.
And, you know, something extraordinary and colorful because I love color.
Yeah.
I'm a colorful person. I like putting things that don't go together.
Yeah.
And making it work. But I also love a lot of glam makeup and SFX makeup. So everything just kind of went together.
Yeah.
It's basically a picture of me where I'm, you know, I carved out a portion of my face and colored it in nice bright colors. And it's basically my inner self breaking through the skin. So that's how I seen it. And I created a nice headpiece. Actually, it was based on a wig, so I sold
the flowers.
Wig into the, you know, flowers and stuff like that.
It's beautiful. It looks like a painting. It looks fake.
Thank
and
you.
And it's beautiful. That's why I'm like, is that you? And I knew obviously your eyes and your tattoos, but then I'm like, what is it what did you do? It looks beautiful. That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. So if you guys ever try to sell it, please call me, because that thing is beautiful. I'm gonna just go in there and copyright by taking a bunch of pictures, because I think it's amazing. I'm mad that it's sitting inside. I feel it should be outside or on a wrap on a car.
Well, that's what's fun. A lot of people don't know, but I do a lot of artistic work, and people can actually contact Ray. He's the copyright holder for the pictures. And actually purchase a canvas.
But he's the copyright holder, but that's 50-50. You guys are married. How's that work?
Oh, yeah.
So you could...
It's all right. Okay. Yeah. But...
I just wanted to make that clear for everybody, because
I
haven't seen a husband-wife duo like that, and I'm just excited to know, so if he's fuck you, you can't have it, you're like, I have half of everything.
Yeah. So. Pretty much. Well, even when it comes to food, I'm just 50% is mine. Let me get a piece.
Let me get a piece. I love that. My husband's like, no. I'm like, I like to bite his sandwiches and then wrap them back up and put them back. And he's like, I'm not going to eat this, because every time I go to that McDonald's, they always bite the food. And then I'm like, ew, throw it out. So he throws it out. Oh, seriously. He's probably going to hear this and know now. Oh, I've been doing it for years. I'll go in there and eat half his fries. He's like, somebody came in here. Because he likes to put his food down and go smoke and then come back every time. I literally sometimes just nibble the side. He's like, every time. There's always rats where I go. Yeah.
Oh, just, I can't.
Yeah, too bad.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, he's definitely going to. He listens. Because he knows I tell my secrets. And then I tell stories about him all the time. And he's like, really? He's like, you're just going to just talk about my balls and stuff like that on there? I'm like, but it just comes up. It's not like that's the topic. I was like, I'm sorry. I was telling a story.
It's a secret.
It's real life.
That everyone knows now.
Yeah, all the time. And he's like, man, one day they're going to be like, that's that guy right there. He's like, I already know that they're going to point me out. That's a lot of reason why he doesn't come out and do, besides coming out to set up my equipment, and he'll stay more in the background. People are like, that's your husband? And he's like, yeah, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody that I'm her husband. Because he knows that I out him all day, every day. Especially when I'm mad. He hates it. He's like, man, don't put that on the podcast. I'm like, oh, I'm going. I'm going right to that podcast. So now that we're friends, whenever Ray fucks up, you just call me. We can do Zoom, too. Okay. Just call me and be like, I'm going to get on there. And then we don't have to say his name.
I want to talk my shit.
Oh,
that's
my
what I'm going to say.
Yes, yeah. That's what you're going to do. Yeah,
I'm going to call you up. I'm going to be like, I want to talk my shit right now.
Right now.
Come on, let's go.
I'm telling you, this is the most fun part to do, because I get to say things about people, and it's fun. It's really, like I said, I call Emily Tinglepuss all day. I'm like, every time I turn around, she's like, oh, tingly. Everybody has a name. There's now we got Queen Connie Bonnie Bitch, and there's Manny O and Manuela.
All right, you gotta come up with a name for the duo then.
I know. Well, Ray and Kay, but that's, I don't know. Hold
that's
on.
That's hard to beat.
I don't know. I got something from Mr. Old Sneaky over there in the corner because, and I keep wanting to say Old Creepy Pee Pee, but I won't. I won't say that because I really like your wife, so we'll wait. But when she's pissed and she's like, you know what Old Creepy Pee Pee did? I'm gonna be like, I know exactly what he did. I know exactly what he did. Go creepy baby. Now, where can everybody contact you?
You can contact me on Instagram. It's K Alvarez Makeup, or Facebook K Alvarez Makeup, or TikTok K Alvarez MUA.
And how do you spell your last name?
A L V A R E Z. And everything is the same. So even my .com is the same. It's kalvarezmakeup.com.
I love it. And TikTok too, right? You're on there.
Everything.
Everything. And then they can see like price list and everything on there.
Everything.
Let me just tell you guys, she did my makeup so beautiful. I talked to her like day before yesterday, I think, or a couple days ago. And Manny was like, I have, you know, a crew and they want to do makeup. I'm like, okay. Because I normally don't let other people do my makeup. Because, you know, you go to the store and you pay the JCPenney's lady or whatever to do your makeup. And then
it botched your face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looks good, but it's not for my skin type. So I'm like mentally to have to entertain more people. Everybody just heard your conversation. Emily. Huh? Connie, everybody just heard that? We're recording. Ooh. Everybody just heard your conversation. Ooh. And I'm not editing it out. She's over here reading secret messages. So we I never lose my train of thought. You guys are terrible. You're the worst. No, I'm joking. What was I saying? I was talking about creepy peepee. That was too far. Social media.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, darn it. TikTok. We lost it. We lost it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll come back to it.
Gosh, I said you can find me.
Yeah.
KAlvarez.makeup.com, and then you said something, and I can't.
I know.
Remember. I can't remember now.
I don't even smoke. Do you smoke? I don't smoke. So I don't
smoke
even know.
Either.
Jesus, that's bad. We need to smoke. You know what it is?
Oh, the makeup. How your face looks.
Oh my God. That was the best part. Okay, sorry guys. Yes. God, we are like two peas in a pod. We're not even blonde, ladies and gentlemen. We're not even blonde. We don't smoke and we ate tacos. We're tired.
I definitely have black hair.
Yeah. Well, girl, my brain is blonde. We're both here like, I don't know. What did we say?
Like, what were we saying?
So I said, like, I was, you know, a little nervous, and I was like, okay, and she was like, okay, I can cover your eyes, I do all, and I can tell from her accent, I'm like, oh, she's gonna do it good. So we get here, and she does this makeup, and when I tell you, like, the makeup was so good, and the covering of my under puffiness of my eyes in the darkness, we've been taking pictures all day with no filters, ladies and gentlemen, no filters, ladies and gentlemen. Emily walked around the corner three times. I didn't know who the hell that was. I was like, oh, I need to meet her. Then I'm like, oh, fuck, I know her. So yes. Let me just tell you, like, I'll never go anywhere else again. I mean, I'm going to take you to meet my sister because my sister's definitely, she's a big YouTuber with makeup and stuff. And she's still learning. But, boy, my sister and her daughter are going to be all over you. Oops, sorry. Going to be all over you. That's what happens when you're in the studio.
Awesome.
Emily hit the time button. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. All right, everybody. This was great, and I cannot wait to meet her later. We're going to follow up real close with Creepy Pee Pee. And sorry. I'm joking. It's Ray. And we've got this. And you're going to call me, and we're going to talk about it.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, babe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, everybody, this is Tokyo Ish Tati, and I am here with Ray, Kay's husband. So I'm just saying Ray. So I name everybody a dancer name, and honestly, I try to give people really nice names, but for some reason, me and your wife kind of came, Creepy Peepee just came in.
There it goes.
But it was funny because the story of your wife and you getting together is the most romantic story, but then I catch the ish side of it, and I'm like, wait, he's been stalking you since you said no at 14. And then I looked at your face when she said you weren't a bad boy.
Right.
Then I looked at your face. I'm like, oh, I fucking know your type. I got one of those too.
You got one. I told
my husband, I was like, no, ew, I don't like you. And he was like, oh, you're going to be with me.
Yep.
God, son of a gun.
That's how it went.
Yeah, and he knew it. I feel like he bought the ring before.
I knew it too.
You did. You knew it. I just have a hard time believing that you weren't a bad boy. You were nerdy.
I wasn't her type at that time.
But were you bad at all?
I mean, I don't know. I was freaking 14, smoking weed, riding around with my boy, and just like on a bicycle, BMX bike. You know, went to Pugs in the city, so you go up and down from.
Wait, so she wanted like the
She wanted worse than that.
Like, was shooting guns.
I guess.
Riding motorcycles. Like, she was like, you don't even have an engine. Broke bitch. No, I'm joking.
Right?
But you were like 14. Is she older than you?
No, I'm older than her by a few months. So we're technically the same age.
All right, yeah. So you're the cougar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, so now you're stalking.
Old creepy peepee.
The old creepy peepee. See, you named yourself. I love it. Listen, we're going to hash. This is going to be the creepy peepee show. Like, we're going to.
There you go.
Because people want to know that. And the fact she is extremely beautiful, body wise and face wise. What you already know. Like, thank you. Nothing. You have already. This is what you created a long time. You already saw it in your head.
Yeah.
You were one of those. And then the five kids and then marriage.
Yeah.
Jesus, were your knees hurting?
What can I say? I'm a pull-out games week.
Jesus Christ, I see. But then your legs couldn't even go. You were like, okay, let me just. You were already on your knees at five. And you're like, just do it. Yeah. Don't make me put another one in there and force you. I mean, it was kind of at the point like, okay.
I'm going to keep you.
That's a lot. And you guys are young for five kids.
Yeah.
You guys started early.
Yeah, you could say that.
14.
We were too excited.
No.
Well, I was too excited.
Yeah, I was going to say it was not her. It was you. She was like, oh, fuck. Try again. I love the fact that Kay and Ray. Now, is yours Raymond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But nobody ever calls me Raymond.
See, that's
ever.
So crazy.
Yeah.
When you knew it was Ray and she's Kay, were you like, oh, my God? Here. Were you like, oh, my God, when it was Kay and Ray?
No, it actually came later in time. Okay. Like, it was, I would call her something else, you know, babe, or whatever you call your significant other at the time. But,
stock.
Yeah, that came later in time. Victim. Like, once we started our, like, work together, you know, everybody just called her Kay. And then we were like, oh, shit, that mixes. That's Kay pretty cool. Ray. Because when we were coming up for the concept for her website, for her business, it's like, who the hell is going to say your whole entire name?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, people are dumb. So people are going to be like, how do you spell Caitlin? How do you spell this?
Because I asked, I was like, is it Kaylin? Or
exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you just got to make it easy for people. I'm a big believer on making it really easy for people because people are dumb.
Yes, my name's Tatiana Vitiello, and I have those pages. Yeah. And then Tokyo-ish is the other page, which is funny, though, because Tatiana Vitiello has way more followers on everything than Tokyo-ish. Now, obviously, Tokyo-ish came later. Yeah. But I would think, because then they're like, well, how do you spell ish? I'm like, I-S-H-H.
Exactly.
But there is a lot of ish out there, so.
There is.
Yeah, there and is. I can't. And then some people are like, is it taco shit? I'm like, no, it's ish. But it's okay, because you can talk shit all day if you want to.
But you can't say shit on the web.
You can't?
I don't know, but I don't think that they'll, like, Facebook would say, hey, you know, or whatever.
Really? Because I write dick, pussy. I write it all on there. I'm
you think
good.
It works for, like, the title of a page or something?
Yeah, like, they haven't said anything. And then, like, but the part where they, like, try to ban me is, like, I had my arm out on this one shirt, and they were, like, banning me for nudity. And I was like, it's my arm. So they just basically made me feel fat as fuck. But it's okay. But I'm like, but the girl over there can show all kinds of nips coming out. Because it was Ray and Kay. No, I'm joking.
Ray and Kay shot it.
Ray and Kay shot it. Now, tell me, you are the guy behind... I've seen... Okay, so you took some pictures of your daughter that I... Your daughter's beautiful, but she looks like a child, you know, a girl, a young girl. The pictures that you took, I thought she was showing me Ariana Grande, which obviously,
That's a first.
So now we know who... Because it was the ones with the ponytail.
Right.
Now we know that there is no Ariana Grande, and she looks just like any other person in the world. That's what I would think.
Pretty much.
I mean, like, those are amazing. Like, as much as I love Manny's pictures, I'm going to have to cheat on him.
A little bit.
And come over to you, too.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We can share you.
Okay. Well, that sounds real good. He learns from him. Who learns? Oh, my God.
He learns from Rhea.
I don't know.
So is Manny stalking someone?
He might be stalking me.
No. Well, to marry? Because
he might be stalking my wife.
It'll be
he's over there chatting with her right now.
Is he? Oh my God. You know she likes those. Yeah, he's not a teddy bear. He's like a big, what do you, big black bear. And he's like, and he's just going to maul. I told you his dancer name, right?
What's Emily? His dancer name?
Your dancer name.
Oh, mine.
Yeah, Old Creepy Peepee.
That's the name now.
That's the name now. It stuck, and then you're going to be like, I fucking hate that bitch.
If I ever hear that in the future later on, I'm just always going to remember you.
You are. Right. Listen, I'm not going anywhere, and you're going to be the one that you're like, God, it's Old Creepy Peepee. Because you're going to call me that back. You're like, who, Creepy Peepee? That's going to be my nickname, mine and yours. It's like we call each other the same. It's going to be.
That's not our nickname now.
Is it OCP? You're my OCP, Yo, Old Creepy OCP. Peepee. I love that. We're going to do a whole Creepy Peepee like set where like you get me coming out of the bushes.
We got to get the merch now.
Okay. Oh, I got merch all day. I can do this.
OCP.
OCP. And then like I said, just Tingle Puss. We got Manny O. Oh, I got him. I got all nothing but names here. Like that's what my life is, a strip club. And I treat the world as a strip club. And people laugh. But I'm like, no, it's true. Just treat the girls and the whole world like a strip club. You will win every time, I promise. Like, if you're taking pictures, you're like, sit your motherfucking ass, monkey ass down, and don't make me get violent. And then take a shot, boom. Nice. And be like, and make my money.
That's not a bad idea.
No, watch how fast the girl gets in line. She'll be like, oh my God, I'm just gonna focus. He's crazy.
Right.
And then you'd be like, oh, he took the best fucking pics. He made me look, everybody looks like Ariana Grande. I better look like those fucking bitches.
I'm telling you, everybody feels like they're a catfish once they shoot with me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a queen of catfish. Like most of the time, people don't even know I have a walker. I'm like, so you obviously didn't hear my show.
Right.
Because I always talk about it. I always talk about it. Now, where can we reach you if we want some amazing photos done?
So it's very simple. Again, going back to that reference about people being silly. But it's very simple, especially online. So all social platforms, and especially my website, is shootwithray.com. So Shoot With Ray on all social platforms and shootwithray.com.
I love that. Now, I'll never forget that.
Real simple.
Yeah. Let's hope they know how to spell shoot, not shot with Ray.
Yeah, shoot, 00.
But maybe we can do the creepy peepee page with shot with Ray.
OCP.com.
OCP.com. I'm telling you, I think we really got a hit there. You're going to, out of all the names, I think that's the best one. I'm telling you. Like, people are going to be like, did you guys shoot with creepy peepee? People are like, who the hell is that? I mean, like, oh, this is really awesome guy. And then his wife is there and she does makeup. It's exclusive.
If
like,
you know about OCP, then.
OCP.
You're in the circle.
And then would you say, wait, if you didn't, you're not a baddie if you didn't shoot with
Manny?
Oh,
Manny's got a new one. So it's, if you don't shoot with Manny, you're not a baddie.
Yeah. And old creepy baby. People are going to be like, what?
You down with the OCP?
Yeah. Are you down with it? You're not, OCP. You don't want to be an old creepy peepee? No? He'll teach you. He'll teach you since he's mentoring. No, not me.
That's what Emily said.
Emily's just picking out shit.
She's just making shit up.
That's Tingle Puss. Yeah, he's mentoring me. Yeah. We're going to mentor. He mentored me today with tacos. That was delicious. Thank you, both of you. Oh, don't let me forget. Don't let me forget.
The what?
Don't let me forget, because I'm going to walk right out of here and be like, so, by the way, no more credit. I thank you so much for inviting us into your home and Tokyo-ish, and let me make fun of you and everyone else like I normally do.
That's fine.
I love it. I love people with humor, and then we can laugh at ourselves.
Exactly.
If you can't laugh at yourself, it's not fun. Like, if you couldn't laugh at yourself like that, I don't know. Well, it was just laughable, all of us. Like, honestly. Like, you guys had me rolling around in that green thing today. That was like... You guys, like, totally killed my dream. I will never again ask for... Maybe I'll be more cautious of what I ask for.
You gotta be careful what you ask for a photo shoot.
Oh, God. Well, Manny doesn't tell you that. He's like, sure, come, do a photo shoot.
We'll put bitches all over
your face. Yeah, it's fun, they say. He did not give me a chance to back out at all. He said, put these bushels on and lay your ass down and shut up and don't move. It was. Where did you find those? Like, your grandma was the one who found those big hook things. What were those? Oh, well, all right. I can't wait to post these pictures, guys. Thank you so much, and let's go out and party, because I need a shot.
Thank you.